When you were in Prospect Road, where did you do your shopping?
Well, we used to walk to the town. I can remember it also being delivered. I can remember the co-op. We went to the co-op. It was delivered in a brown parcel. It was very big. And used to walk up to the town to the market. And at Christmas, you didn't do your Christmas shopping until Christmas Eve. And I can remember walking up to the market. It was so exciting because the stalls had got lamps, lights on.
Yeah, they used to...
In the winter.
We used to walk from Fleetville on a Christmas Eve for the same thing. Yeah. And those lights, they used to pump them, do you remember? I used to stand there and watch them pumping these.
Oh, did they?
Oh, right. Yeah. Well, they were gas, were they?
Yeah. I mean, there was a corner shop on the corner of St Julian's Road. And that was a corner shop. And when I was a child, there was a family, well, Mrs Page used to run that. And during the war, she used to make her own a roll, a savoury roll. Oh, and for a treat.
Yeah.
If you were sent down there for a quarter of whatever.
Yeah, well, it was sort of wartime recipe, was it?
Yes, yeah. It must. And it, I can remember it was ever so tasty. Yeah. Thinking back, it might have been something, but probably it wasn't, like Hazlitt.
Oh, yes.
It was a savoury roll, and it was round, and the sons... They were older than me. They used to take us to Sunday school. There was something to do with the Abbey. And right at the bottom of Prospect Road, as you turned right, there was a little shop called Thrussell's, and that was a post office as well. Paper shop, and I can remember the Thrussell's.
That was there till after the war, wasn't it?
Oh, yes. There might have been, but I won't swear to it, a telephone box there. Mm. There was definitely a police box. You remember those police boxes?
When you'd got round the corner at the end of Prospect Road and you were walking towards the bottom of Hollywell Hill, on the right-hand side...
That's where it was. There was a big house, which I think is still there. There was the pub on the corner. I don't know what it was called, and I believe there was a big house. Was it something to do with people to do with coal?
Yes, I was just going to say there was a coal merchants there,
yes.
Wasn't there? Because that was there till after the war.
And was there something to do with antiques in a house?
Yes.
Along there. And then there was that, and then just down, tucked in this corner, was the post office, well, Thrussell's. Then I can remember the skating rink being built just past that.
Was it the war that put an end to the skating rink?
I don't know. No, I don't know because I can vaguely remember it, and I was 8 when the war was declared.
Well, I was at work and the girls used to go there, which makes me think it was the war that sort of put an end to it.
One thing going back when I was a child, I remember old Mr. Coker. Well, we called him Coco. I think his name was Coco, and he had the milk. He used to deliver the milk in a little pony and trap, and he wore a dirty, great big old mat tied up with string. And I remember that. And he lived round because Cotton Mill Lane was such a narrow little lane, and as you went sort of over the bridge, it twisted, didn't it? And you went down. I think eventually the blowers who had the pet shop in London Road, it was sort of, you went down this track, and after he'd gone, the old boy, I think that's where the blowers, there were two daughters, I don't know about a mother and father, but I know the two daughters ran the pet shop in London Road.
Yeah. So he was just basically a local chap.
Yeah, an old cloth cap and a grumpy little old man.
Selling milk, presumably from cows.
Where did he get his milk from, do you know? I mean, he must have got it from some...
Perhaps he'd got cows. But
Muir's used to have the dairy that was over the back of the...
Where was that? I don't know. But I mean, I can see this little old pony and trap now.
Yeah, I just wondered where he got his milk from.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the army came into Cotton Mill Lane during the war, further round the lane, before you got to the mill.